Sahil County champions in hurling for a 12th year. Captain Mark McGuigan, first of all, an unbelievable standard level of consistency. What's your thoughts on that?
Aye, to be fair now, 12 in a row, no mean feat. We said at the start of the year we weren't looking any further than Derry. And no complacency might kick in, but we met at the start of the year, we spoke about the importance of this competition and the respect we have for this competition. It wasn't too long ago, Slania weren't winning championships. So there's a lot of pressure just to keep that run going. The players we have, the work we put in, it'd be a shame if we didn't push on and win. So happy team tonight.
People picking up their first championship medal today, some people picking up a lot more than that, but what do you put, I suppose, that level of consistency down to? Is it just new players or what? Because it keeps happening, I suppose.
Aye, probably competition for places. Like, you know, if you're not at it in training, not at it in matches, look at the subs they're bringing on today there. Like Sean Casty, Corin Castor, Eamon Casty, they've all been there, done it county finals before. So I think new boys coming in, Finn, Coyler, keeping pressure on us older hands. But I'd say just the strength and depth, people don't want to lose their place, and that would be what keeps us consistent.
You don't call yourself an older hand, do you?
Well, I'm pushing 30 now. Been about a while now, hopefully about a while yet, but I am starting feeling it out there today, definitely.
Yeah, I interviewed Oshin during the week and he said he started playing with some of the boys' dad, so that's the generation thing, I suppose, I'm talking about, that it just keep going. Like, as you say, it wasn't always like this, so the standard of coaching you've had come up through you, it has stuck to you over the years, I suppose.
100%, it's well documented now at this stage, the work the Casty family did, and other men too. Look at men like Jerry Doherty out there in the pitch, they used to see us about Ulster for games, and men like that are probably happier men than us tonight, knowing that the hard work and the effort they put in over the years has paid off.
Finally, you touched on your speech, you have another competition, Cushioned All, as far as I know, so I'm sure that's a target that you'll now log into, I suppose.
100%, like we know that we can perform at that level. We haven't done so for the last 2 years, and we've probably let ourselves down in how we've performed in Ulster, so there's a bit of hurt there. Cushioned All have been the standard bearers in Ulster for the last couple of years. They probably, in my opinion, are sick themselves that they didn't win in All-Ireland last year. That's the level they were at. They probably should have beat the Roffin Gales in All-Ireland semi-final. So they'll be obviously no easy task. We'll probably win as underdogs, but it's a challenge that we'll look forward to.